thankful that Brother Hall is here. Praise God.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's clap our hands one more time to the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Well, let's just take a moment. Let's just worship the Lord for a second here. Praise God. Well, you can be seated this evening. Praise God. Good to be in the house of the Lord tonight. And praise God. It's I just want to say thank you and thanks to this church. Amen. Thank you, brother. We felt like we needed a little break this winter, I guess. They call it a sabbatical. And I'm flipping through these pages because I have like a notebook of sermons from this winter. And had a good winter. Oh, but I'm not going to preach the whole thing, so don't worry.
Mario.
Well, this is just kind of going right along with how I planned it and what I planned here this evening, starting off with my remarks. It really does, because man, I just can't say enough about how much that and how perfect it has been that God brought us here and that we've been in this church. It's been perfect for my family, and I love Brother and Sister Glover so much. They are so awesome. Amen. Praise God. And I know they give the Lord all the glory, but I just then Brother Glover, I'm just going to step out here just a little bit on this. Hopefully not step over, but I've been with many folks in this church, Brother Glover, and most everyone here tonight, and fellowship for maybe small portions of time, a little bit here and there, mostly at the Villas house. Well, everybody's been is over there, Brother Glover. If you're looking for your saints, they're all over. But and I don't, you know, and I know, you know, we've all, you know, maybe you have made a mistake and you boo-booed. But Brother Glover, Sister Glover, I really honestly believe 100% that no one has been, they weren't being hypocritical. It wasn't just lip service, but You know, and I'm sorry if I haven't fellowship with you, and I'm not trying to leave anybody out, but I feel like the feeling's mutual among everyone here. And, I mean, brother and sister Glover are human too. And, you know, they make mistakes. And maybe they haven't always just responded to us, you know, way we would have liked, and maybe even the way perhaps they should have, but, you know, long service or whatever. But what I want to get to, Brother Glover, is that not one person here has ever said anything bad about either one of you two. Every time I've been around any of these folks, amen, they're thankful for you guys, and that's the way it should be. And again, I don't believe they were being hypocritical, not just lip service. And if they had tried to say something, if Brother Glover, I would have said something. Praise God. So if you're thinking about saying something bad about the pastor and his wife, I'm going to rebuke you and confront you, all right? Praise God. So, praise God. But I appreciate Brother and Sister Glover this evening. And our pastor. And again, it's just been unreal. Just so thankful for God's hand in our lives, aren't you? Amen. He leads us. Amen. And we'll seek his face and trust in him. Praise God. He knows what we need. And I just want to say thank you to this church and for the fellowship. It's been awesome and just beautiful. I'm just excited about what God is doing in this church. Amen. And I believe he wants to do so much more. And I'm not just saying that. I mean, and I know I'm not claiming to be some spiritual guru, but, you know, I've been in King Salmon 20 years, July will be 20 years, and not pastor all that time, 18 years, coming up on 18 years. But, you know, God is doing something here. And I think we all feel that and know that, you know, those of you, and I don't mean to leave anybody out, hopefully all of us, but, you know, in the Spirit, you know what I'm talking about, and in prayer, and in the Holy Ghost, and God's just not doing that for any reason, and you know what it is. He's there's a harvest, amen, and it's not really, you know, yeah, to, you know, to bring them into this church particularly, and you know, the United Pentecostal Church, but it's God, and it's his harvest, and it's for the kingdom of God and into the body of Christ. Amen. Not this building per se. It's we're the church. This right here, this is the church, and I believe it's God's will. It's not just trying to be positive and, you know, trying to muster. I mean, you know, there's churches go through seasons, and I mean, if, you know, if it's winter time, if it's, you know, we're in winter, you know, but it's spring, and summer is coming, and harvest is coming, amen, and God is, amen, you know what I'm talking about. So I don't even have to say too much. You're there, and we need to stay in tune with that, and not let off. Amen. And keep praying and fasting, and because the time is short, and the Lord is coming soon. He's coming real soon, and if he doesn't come before too much longer, some people's time is very soon. And Keep interceding. Amen. Keep praying. God, use me. And amen. Give me that boldness and with love, amen, to witness to people, to talk to people. Amen. Let your love, God, be shed abroad in my heart by the Holy Ghost. Let me have a compassion for souls. Help me to, in meekness, Lord, in meekness, instruct those that who oppose themselves. And there'll be people that will argue and they'll have their theories and we need to do our best. And sometimes we don't want to, you know, get into an argument or into a fight, but sometimes, you know, you might just convince them. And we need to try to persuade people and try to talk them into how that it is that this is real and how that God loves them. Don't give up on them and say, well, I'm just moving on without you. And sometimes I understand that concept, and the Lord talked about it and shaking off the feet of your death, off your feet and going, and that's true. But, you know, some people, you know, God may be leading you to really work with them. And isn't there someone that's coming to church right now, brother, that you had a little bit of opposition with, Brother Adams? Amen. That's seeking the Holy Ghost, amen, in the altar every service, praise God. He didn't come the first time. That men's retreat, he started hitting the road and started walking down the road, amen. And he said, I was going to call the cops on you guys, amen. Praise God. But Brother Adams kept witnessing to him. And Brother Walker kept witnessing to him and talking to them about baptism in Jesus' name. And now, perhaps, God forbid, God's going to heal him. But on the brink of death, amen, he's praying for the Holy Ghost and seeking for the Holy Ghost. Don't give up on people. Don't quit reaching people. And so many people I know will say no and they'll close the doors and they'll, you know, but amen. God, help us to not be weary, amen, and continue to have love and a compassion for people and reach out for people, amen. Praise God, because, amen, God is able today. God is able today, and Satan likes to throw those fiery, wicked darts of doubt at us, amen, when, praise God, we don't sometimes see things happen the way we'd like to see them, and people respond the way that we'd like to the gospel, and we know that we are in the last times, and there's wicked times, amen. But God is doing a work. God is doing a work. Amen. And praise God. I just want to share with you, this is a message more or less, I would say, for the saints tonight. But I just want to share something tonight, hopefully a couple things tonight to help you and that have helped me and some things I've experienced. And I wish that I could say that in 26 years of living for the Lord, amen, that I've always walked a straight path. And I'm not trying to give license or excuse for that it's all right to wander off the path a little bit or to sin or praise God. But amen, I've had some setbacks a few times, and I've had some struggles with the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life, even after having the Holy Ghost. And I know the Lord said that, take my yoke upon you, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And that is true. I believe that. I believe that tonight. Amen. And I do believe that, you know, I wish I could, you feel kind of bad sometimes saying that, because his yoke is easy, but, and I don't, you know, you hate to say that living for God is hard. And that, you know, it's easy living for God. Don't we want to? You want to be able to say, hey, come to the Lord. It's easy living for God. You know, living for God's not hard. It's easy for living for God, because We know the promises. I mean, Jesus Christ said, he that the Son has set free is free indeed. That with God, all things are possible. Without him, nothing is impossible. God is able to save it to the uttermost. Amen. There's nothing too difficult for God. And perhaps it shouldn't be hard today, and it should be easy. But I blame that on me today. Amen. Because of not fully trusting in the Lord. And the Bible says every man is tempted when he's drawn away by his own lust and enticed. And when lust hath conceived, it brings forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, brings forth death. And James was writing that to those people because they were blaming God for what they were going through. And he says, you know, God tempts no man with evil, neither tempts he any man. Right. Amen. With evil. But every good and perfect gift cometh from the Father above. Amen. Praise God. The scripture says that all things that pertain to life and godliness, God has given to us. Amen. Praise God. 1 Peter chapter 1, he talks about that, you know, we're born again unto a lively hope and to an inheritance that's undefiled, that's in heaven reserved for us. And we read in Luke and where he tells the disciples that it's your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Right. Praise God. And starting in Revelation chapter 20, but I will say this, he is able to save us unto the uttermost. And with God, all things are possible. And without him, we can't be saved. I don't care how hard you try. We can't do it without his help. No matter how much effort you put into it, and you try to do the best that you can, Brother Derek. You're trying to live for God with everything that you can. Praise God, Brother Abbott. You're trying to give it all, you know. Lord, I just, you know, I want to be like the Apostle Paul, you know. Praise God, I fought a good fight. You know, I finished my course. You know, I pray those words often as you do too. Amen. In Matthew chapter 22, I want to love you, Lord, with all of my mind, soul, strength, and heart. Praise God. Amen. But it is going to require some effort on our part. It is going to require some discipline, some reaching out on our part. Amen. On our part. And again, no matter how much, it's still going to come up short. Amen. But he's going to do the rest. Amen. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Praise God. We'll take one step. God's going to take 50. Amen. He's going to take 1,000 steps towards you. Praise God. Amen. And that's what I've found. And Revelation chapter 20, and I'm trying to build up to a few things here by saying some of these remarks, these passages we're going to read here. But Revelation chapter 20, in verse 1. And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit, and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil, and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years, and cast him into the bottomless pit, and shut him up, and set a seal upon him, that he should deceive the nations no more, till the 1,000 years should be fulfilled, and after that he must be loosed a little season. Praise God. I don't like to be cruel or hateful, amen, or anything, but praise God, right here when I read this, amen, I'm just like, yes! Praise God, amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because of the deceivings and because of the killings, amen, and the hurting, amen, Jesus said the thief cometh not but for to kill and to steal and to destroy. Praise God. But I have come that they might have life, and life more abundantly. Amen. And his day's coming. Praise God. God is going to execute righteous judgment one day. Praise God. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. Amen. We can trust God. There's going to be just judgment one day. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And he said, and John said, and I saw thrones. These are things that John saw. The Lord allowed him to see these things. And Jesus told him in Revelation chapter 1 to write these things, for they're faithful and true. Amen. I'm so glad that God had John write this book and allowed John to see and to have this revelation, this revealing of truth and what's going to happen in the future. And John saw this, and I believe it today. Amen. He said, I saw thrones, and they that sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. Praise God. How many want to go all the way today? Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, you want to lose your life, amen, for Jesus and for the gospel, amen. Praise God. I feel, and I know that each and every one of us here tonight, amen, want to do that. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. And we may not see this happen in our time, but yet we might. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. But these people, obviously, amen, were head over heels in love with Jesus Christ. Amen. And that's what we must do. Amen. Is fall in love with the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Fall head over heels in love with Jesus Christ. Praise God. And can I just say something here that, you know, and I don't like to, you know, praise God, even, you know, I don't want the devil to hear this, because, praise God, I don't want him to feel, get the big chest or the big head about this, but amen, praise God. You know what? Sometimes he thwarts the plan of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Paul said, we would have come unto you, but Satan hindered us. Praise God. I can tell you, Brother Glover, that many, many times, praise God, in King Salmon, when God was moving and God had big plans, and when I would really start praying and fasting for unity in the church, because there's power in unity. When the church is in unity, wouldn't you know it, Brother Glover, almost every time an all-out assault from the pit of hell would come against the church, Brother Glover, and there'd be division, praise God, and bickering, amen, and gossip in the church. And I'd say, oh God, where did I go? Did I put my barriers down? Did I not pray or fast enough? And Brother Glover, you know, I had a vision, I had a dream, a burden. And he thwarted, he put a foot in there. And yeah, we reaped some, and there was the hand of God, and God poured out his spirit during a couple of those times, but there was more that God wanted to do, I know. Right. And it wasn't all my fault. Right. It wasn't all my fault. There was a couple of times that I did see that there was a couple of things I could have done, there was a few times he was trying to put the guilt trip on me, but it wasn't me. Right. And it's like, you know, and then you can get to, well, God, you know, you allowed it to happen, and it's like, but God, I got to trust in you. Amen. But you can get discouraged. Amen. And you can have plans and dreams and goals today, young people. Amen. And visions and you know, maybe things you want to do, and it may not work out. Now, I'm not trying to discourage you, because plan them. Amen. Plan your goals. Have a dream. Amen. Have a vision. Amen. Praise God. Go for it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But at the same time, Lord, if it be thy will, praise God. If it be your will, God. Hallelujah. Amen. Job said, the thing which I have feared the most, the thing which I have feared the most has happened to me, has come upon me. And my prayer tonight, amen, is that, Lord, no matter what it might be, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Not that he wasn't maybe distraught, maybe that, you know, maybe he got down, or, amen, he ripped his clothes, he shaved his head, and he fell on the ground, but he worshiped the Lord. He worshiped the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. We have to surrender our lives when we came to Jesus Christ. Amen. He bought us with a price. Amen. We are his. We are no longer our own. Praise God. Hallelujah. We surrender to the Lord. We are accounted all day long as sheep to the slaughter. Praise God. Amen. We are his. Praise God. Not my will, but thy will be done. Praise God. Oh, and it's going to pay off one day. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to read that in just a minute, but Paul says, amen. The Lord is going to crown me with a crown, Paul said, that fades not away, and not only to me, but unto also all those that love his appearing. Amen. We need to be looking for the appearing and the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. That's our goal today. That's what we're longing for. Amen. If we're only hoping that he might hold back for just a little while longer, is because, amen, praise God, we want to be able to kiss that girl one day. Amen. A little carnal there, but amen, because, you know, we maybe would like to get to do this or to get to do that. Amen. This is in we call it our bucket list now these days. Amen. But our biggest reason is so that people might be ready for the coming of the Lord also. Praise God. Unto also all those that love his appearing. Many times the Lord tried to get the disciples to always be looking for his coming. The Bible, Peter told them that in 1 Peter that, brethren, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims. We're strangers and pilgrims passing through this land. Amen. Praise God. Amen. We're looking for a new heaven and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. Amen. Wherein dwelleth righteousness. Right acts. Amen. No more backstabbing. No more gossiping. Amen. No more killing. Praise God. Set your affection on things above and not on things on the earth. Praise God. But the rest of the dead, verse 5, live not again until 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Verse 7, and when 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison and shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four quarters of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, the number of whom is the sand of the sea. I'm going to skip some of this. And the devil, verse 10, that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. And I saw a great white throne and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged, every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. It's what the Lord is preparing for us. Amen. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. And he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. The Lord told the disciples, I'm going to prepare a place for you, that where I am, there you may be also. Amen. God wants us to be in his presence. Amen. This is God's plan today. Amen. What he came to do was to save us, to prepare us for that new heaven and for that new earth, so that we're with him where he is. Amen. That new heaven and that new earth. Praise God. I've not been there. It's hard to know what to compare it with sometimes, because this is all I know and what I've seen and what I can feel and touch today, praise God. Amen. But he was on that cross, amen, and he told that man on the cross, amen, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. Praise God. And I know it's going to be a much better place than this, praise God. Amen. There's going to be no sin that can enter or dwell into that place, praise God. Because God is love. Amen. There's going to be no sin there. Amen. He's going to wipe all tears from our eyes. There's going to be no more death, no more sorrow, no more sickness. Amen. And oh, how he wants us to be there today, praise God. And how he proved that by giving his life on the cross, praise God. Amen. Praise God. Oh, how he loves you and me. For God so loved the world. He so loved you, brothers and sisters, today, amen, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Praise God. And I know we say it sometimes, Brother Glover, and I know what we're trying to say when we, sometimes we get fired up, man, and you know, we say, praise God, God doesn't need you today, amen. He can do it without you. And you know, I know that the Lord could do it without us today, Brother Glover. Praise God. Amen. But praise God, I believe it would break his heart today, Brother Glover. Praise God, I believe that God cares today. Amen. I believe that he really feels today. I believe that he really loves you and me today. Praise God. He proved that love today by being hung on that cross. As those spikes went through his hands, brother, today, praise God, bleeding from head to toe. I don't believe that that was some kind of little effort today on God's part. That it wasn't something today that wasn't without feeling, Brother Abbott, today. Amen. God has feeling today, Brother Abbott, praise God. He's a God that thinks today, amen, praise God. He has a will today. He has a will today that no one would perish, but that all would come to repentance. That no one would perish. Hallelujah.
love the world. That he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. He doesn't want anybody to perish. He gave the beautiful parables about the lost sheep and the lost coin today. We could say, well, you've got 99 already. You've got 99. What's one? This is a parable that the Lord gave. About that if one was found and brought back, that the angels rejoice in heaven. The angels rejoice over one that is found today. I know sometimes we all have to do it. Sometimes we have to shake ourselves because we have to stir ourselves because we need a burden for souls. Oh, let Calvary speak to me. Let Calvary speak to me, Lord. Let Calvary speak to me. Because I wrestle with my will sometimes and what I want to do. And we get frustrated and we get angry. We get mad sometimes because, amen, we can't do what we want to do sometimes. And we have to deny ourselves. We have to lose our lives. But oh, the fruit. Oh, the fruit. Praise God, the joy. Praise God, when we're walking with the Lord, the communion, the fellowship of the Holy Ghost. Praise God. You know what it means when you give in to the lust of the flesh and you sow to the carnal. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. You're going to reap, praise God, misery. Praise God, unhappiness. Praise God. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen. In his belly shall flow up rivers of living water. Amen. Young people, you can't beat this today. You can't beat this today. I know sometimes, Brother Glover, it just seems like it's just us, you know. And we're just coming in here and praise God, you know, we're just a little group, you know, and it seems like the world out there is just, you know, got the excitement and maybe so much more to offer. Oh no, my friend, praise God, if we could see the beauty of this thing. Praise God, if God can open our eyes, praise God, of how fortunate, how blessed you and I are to walk into this holy place today and be in his holy presence today. Amen. And have great and awesome preaching like we get to hear from right over here from our pastor. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And what a great job our ministers are doing, Brother Glover. Praise God that you have in your church. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God, praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. But God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. There shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, no more pain, and the former things are passed away. Amen. Turning your attention to Hebrews, and I'm almost done now. Time do you normally finish up? Well, I kind of lost time there. We started at 7. All right. Hebrews chapter 10. Hebrews chapter 10. Amen. The Lord is coming for a glorious church. A glorious church. A beautiful church. He's coming for a beautiful church, Brother Greg. Praise God. The Bible says we're his workmanship. Amen. Created in Christ Jesus unto good works. Amen. But we're his workmanship. John said it came down prepared for a bride. Amen. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 34, Paul said, or if you believe it's Paul, for you had compassion of me in my bonds. And he says, and took joyfully the spoiling of your goods. In other words, their goods had been taken from them. And he said, you took joyfully the spoiling, that those things that were robbed and those things that were stolen from you and taken away from you. You took joyfully the spoiling of your goods. Knowing in yourselves knowledge. Amen. Praise God can be powerful today. Praise God. We've got to know. We've got to be like Paul. I am persuaded, amen, that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Praise God. He says, you took joyfully the spoiling of your goods. They could have got bitter. Could have maybe thrown in the towel. Quit. Oh, I don't want to be a quitter today. Winners never quit. And quitters never win today. Praise God. He said, knowing in yourselves that you have in heaven a better and an enduring substance. He says, cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. For you have need of patience or perseverance also, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. You know, it's too bad we have to fight for what's good and for what's right. It's too bad, isn't it? Amen. Praise God. It's too bad that we have to do that. Amen. But Paul told Timothy in 1 Timothy 6:12, fight the good fight of faith. Amen. Laying hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called. Amen. Sometimes we have to fight. Amen. We have to fight, brother and sister. Praise God today. Amen. And there's a cause today, amen, to fight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Fight the good fight of faith. Praise God. And again, it's going to take some effort today. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Paul said, I press toward the mark. That word press is the same word as the word with the woman who had the issue of blood. She said, if I could only but touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. Praise God. There was that crowd around him. But she said, I've got to get to Jesus, Brother Glover. I've got to touch him. I've got to touch Jesus. Praise God. Till I get my healing. Praise God. Sometimes it's going to take some effort, brothers and sisters. Praise God. Amen. Jesus Christ said, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violence taketh by force. Strive to enter in at the straight gate, for narrow is the way, and few there be that find it. You've got to strive. You've got to fight. Add to your faith virtue. Virtue, knowledge. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Praise God. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Amen. God, help us today to fight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Help us not to give up, Lord, today. Praise God. Help us, Lord God, to trust in you, Lord. To trust in you, Lord God. Oh, when he throws his fiery darts of the wicked one of doubt. Hallelujah. I know it says principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness, but we also wrestle against doubt, fear, unbelief, cowardness. Hallelujah. The old man that wants to come back alive again. We wrestle against the devil. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, goes about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil. Don't give the devil any space. Don't give him any room. Neither give the place, the devil, any place, the scripture says. Don't give him any room, praise God. Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 13 says, these all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them and embraced them and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. It's talking about the Old Testament folks. Amen. Verse 15, and truly if they had been mindful of that country from whence they come out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country that is in heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. Verse 23, by faith Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents, because that he saw he was a proper child, and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. By faith Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Oh God, help me to be like those in Acts chapter 42. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. That were beaten. Amen. They were beaten. Praise God. Hallelujah. They were beaten. And they were singing praises unto God. Hallelujah. At midnight in Acts chapter 16. Paul and Silas were beaten. And they were singing praises to God, praying and singing unto the Lord at midnight. In Acts chapter 5, verse 42, amen, they were brought before the council and rejected, and then they were cast out. The Bible says they thought of themselves, they were rejoicing because that they were able to suffer for the name of Jesus, that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for the name of Jesus. Because we're not worthy. Amen. But that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for the name of the Lord. Praise God. Get your doctor's license and have all those D's and R's and what behind your name. Praise God, if that's what God wills. Amen. But don't leave out BWJ. Amen. Been with Jesus. Praise God. Been with Jesus. Been with Jesus. And I'm coming quickly to a close now. But he chose rather, verse 25, to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt. For he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Verse 35, women received their dead raised to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance that they might obtain a better resurrection. Others had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings, yea, moreover, of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, were tempted, were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins, goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts, and in mountains and in dens and caves of the earth. And these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise, God having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. These were people of faith. And they were, but they didn't get delivered. They didn't get healed. Amen. They lived in some pretty terrible situations, goatskins and dens and in caves. And they didn't even get what they were asking for. But they found what they were looking for. Praise God. They got what they were looking for. In verse 1 he says, wherefore seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. People of faith. People who made it. Let us lay aside every weight. Those things that burden us, those things that weigh us down, and the sin which does so easily beset us. And let us run with patience, perseverance, the race that is set before us. We've got to finish that finish line. Jesus said, blessed are those who endure unto the end. Perilous times are going to come. But brother, sister, I don't believe that God filled you and me with the Holy Ghost today. I don't believe He's brought us here today to say, Brother Glover, that, amen, I'm going to go ahead and fill them with the Holy Ghost. I'm going to go ahead and touch them and let them come to altar. But they're not going to make it. They're not going to make it. I'm going to go ahead and let them experience it, but they're not going to. I believe God believes we can make it today. It's not by our might or by our power. Amen. We needed Him. Just like we needed Him then when we cried out to Him. We need Him every day. 20 years, 30 years after living for God. We need Him just as much. Praise God, and more. Amen. And trusting in Him and reaching out to Him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Run with patience the race that is looking unto Jesus. The author. He's the one that started us in this race. We didn't come here on our own completely. Amen. And the only way we'll finish is with Him. The author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross, despising the shame, sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider Him. In other words, to estimate in proportion of, and in light of and in view of what you go through, your trials that you go through. In view of that, in lining it up next to His, consider Him that endured such contradiction of sinners against Himself, lest you be wearied and faint in your minds. God, I can't do it. I can't go anymore. Amen. This is too much for me. Consider Him. Consider what He went through. He came unto His own, and His own received Him not. The very ones that He was given breath to, that they were only breathing because of Him, and having life because of Him, His very own creation, the ones who He was keeping alive, amen, rejected Him and were crying out, crucify Him, crucify Him. With hatred. And He still loved them. He still allowed that crown of thorns to be platted on His head. And He bled from head to toe. Amen. And gave His life for their sins, that they might have eternal life. And then we say, Lord, I can't go anymore. And I quit. And I can't do this for You. And I can't surrender to You, Lord, and run the race anymore, and I'm going to throw in the towel. Oh, it is possible today. You have the victory today. I have the victory today. Amen. I can. And it's not being proud or arrogant, but sometimes you got to get bold sometimes and stand on the Word of God, God's Word. Because you didn't bring yourself into this on your own. Amen. God called you. It's His church. He's the head of the church. And if He brought you in, He can take you out. Praise God. He's assured you victory today. But with boldness, sometimes we need to say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amen. I can. I can, Brother Villa. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Praise God. He can help me get through this. Amen. Praise God. This giant that's standing out there, praise God, I can hit him right between the eyes, amen, with this stone and bring him down and take the sword and cut his head off. Hallelujah, I have victory in Jesus. Great is my God. He's an awesome God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. He's going to throw that devil in that bottomless pit. There was people who gave their heads chopped off because they would not bow. Because they were in love with God. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. They were in love with God. Consider him that endured such contradiction, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. Praise God. Can we stand? Jesus gave, you know, the parable about the seed and the sower and the stony one and the... You can come on up, Pastor. I'll be just another second here. And devil comes immediately, and then the one that grows up, and because of tribulation and trials, the word is choked and they go away. And but the third one, he says that the cares of this world, cares of this world sometimes, Brother Glover. I've sometimes it gets pretty. And I guess maybe some of the reason I've had some of those setbacks, Brother Glover, is just because, you know, of the foolishness all around me. And I get my eyes on the world, and just the world makes it confusing. And just throws things at you, and they just, you see all the evil sometimes, and they've caused me to stumble sometimes. I don't blame it all on them. I know sometimes it's me, and I, you know, of course, most time I always look back when I've had trouble. It goes back. The root is quit praying somewhere along the way. Oh, we can't make it without prayer. Amen. We need to develop a relationship with God, that closet, discipline ourselves to pray, to read the Word of God, desire the sincere milk of the Word, that you may grow thereby. You've got to have the Word. But the cares of this world, Jesus said, the cares of this world. Oh, man, and I've got myself in some financial... Money. It's all about money, isn't it? Not really, but you know what I'm saying. Amen. The financial burdens. Jesus, they said, Lord, let him divide the hair. He says, beware of covetousness. Beware of covetousness, for a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of things which he possesseth. And we struggle with that lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life. And he said, because what is a profit of me? It gains the whole world and loses a soul. You fool, you who have said, I'll tear down my barns and build bigger because I have more. And he said, thou fool, you've not taken care of the one inevitable emergency, namely death. You've not prepared for death. You've not prepared your soul. You've had everything, but you didn't prepare for that one inevitable emergency, praise God. The cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches and the lust of other things enter in and choke the word so that it becomes unfruitful. Oh, things, Brother Adam. Praise God, Brother Abbott today. Brother Abbott, things. And I like some things. Praise God. Praise God. But I don't want them to possess me. Praise God. Hallelujah. I always, in Psalm, I have it written down, but I already closed my notebook. But it says, when riches increased, don't set your heart upon them. And then in Proverbs, again, I already closed my notebook, but he said, Lord, save me from vanity and, you know, give me what I need, but don't let me get too rich so that I forget you, God. And I've challenged myself many, many times that if I had all the money in the world, because you know money does things to people. It changes people. Amen. But you can't grow in the Holy Ghost. You can't develop the fruit of the Spirit. And I have found that the way that the Lord has helped love, joy, peace, the fruits of the Spirit to develop in my life is bringing the opposite against me. To buffet me. Amen. To develop that fruit in my life. Praise God. And to grow, Sister Martinovich. Praise God. And having a burden for souls, reaching out for souls, you can't buy that with money. Amen. To be in the money will not buy you into the presence of God. You've got to pray. You got to seek the face of God. It won't buy you into heaven. Praise God. Run the race, brothers and sisters. Run the race. It's kind of the title of my message that I didn't give, but run the race. Run the race. Fight the good fight of faith. Brother Lord, God bless you.
Praise God. Amen. The Lord has already proven His faithfulness, already given us ample reason, more than enough, to convince us it's worth it. It's worth it to follow His word. It's worth it to be obedient. But the passages that Brother Hall started out with here in Revelation, again, assure us He's got a place ready for us. He's got a plan to deal with that old deceiver. Praise God. There's an eternal destination for us. There's an eternal destination for that devil.
Praise God.
I want to make sure we're not getting them mixed up here. Praise God. But we're going to the place that He's prepared for us, not the place that's prepared for the devil and his angels. Praise God. Let's come to the altar here tonight. Let's pray with a determination. God, help me not to get confused. Help me not to get on the wrong path. Help me not to go the wrong way. And help me to follow Your word. Help me to be obedient to You. Help me to follow after You, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's seek Him together right now. Oh, Jesus, in Your name. Oh, Jesus, in Your name. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
For eternity, for